Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It's 14 minutes past 11. I'm Jennifer Zamparelli. I'm with you till 12. I'm feeling relaxed. I'm ready to party. Anyway, on the line now is a lady. She has done it all, but she's done it on her own terms and in her own way. Felicity Hayward tried a diet once, eating only Calippos. I mean, that didn't last long. But by learning to love her body, she has now modelled for everyone from Vogue to Anne Summers. Her new book, Does My Butt Look Big in This, is out now and she's on the line for a chat. Hi Felicity, how are you?
Hi babes. Oh my God, I love the reference to that movie.
I'm just back from a girls weekend in Barcelona and that was our mantra for the whole time.
Amazing.
We were definitely ready to party. Now, listen, tell us a bit about yourself. First of all, can we go back to when you were growing up and just tell us about the world you grew up in compared to the one your sister grew up in?
Well, I grew up in the sort of 90s, noughties era when the girls of Britney and Christina were the poster women that we all looked up to. And they were very small, slender frames. And unfortunately, that was, and when I say unfortunately, I'm not saying that was the body trend at the time. And the unfortunately means body trends. Like that whole term is just so toxic and awful. And you fast forward into now and we have a body trend of being curvier. So when I grew up, curvy wasn't seen as desirable.
Mm.
And that in itself, like me even speaking those words is horrible. Like there should be no body trends throughout any timeline. And you know, when you grow up in a certain time where one body was seen as more desirable and you don't fit that bill, you know, you aren't going to be feeling great about your body. You know, it's going to, you know, not only affect your physical health, but your emotional health as well. And yeah, I grew up in a time where having a big bum wasn't great.
Now people are paying for the big bums. They're getting the Brazilian butt lifts, the biggest surgery you can get in the world at the moment. Body trends, it is. It, when you say it, isn't it? It sounds awful and it is so toxic. Can you tell the listeners a bit about your nan, who has really influenced your style and your outlook on life so much, hasn't she?
Well, I've been very lucky that my Nan Sybil is the most iconic woman, and she's always sort of taught me to be authentically myself. She is a working class background, you know, always made clothes for her children. And when I couldn't find clothes in the shops, me and her would be going to the car boot sales, to the charity shops, and she'd be making me clothes. So at that time when there wasn't stuff on the high street for me, she would be making me clothes. And that's sort of where my confidence grew. I was very lucky I had her, though. Most people, you know, you just got the high street, which is, you know, not the best place for sizing. And I think everyone, no matter if you're, you know, plus size or not, deals with the scrutiny of sizing on the high street.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that shocking to think there was nothing for you on the high street as a teenager or whatever? Okay, thank God you had your nan in your life, but when did it turn around for you? Because, you know, there's a trend in the 90s and noughties, you know, there's nothing free on the high street. That's very hard to deal with if you don't fit what's perceived as the norm. So how do you overcome that, or when did it change for you?
So I got scouted in a pub in East London.
Wow.
And whilst dancing to Diana Ross and got an ass to do a shoot as Anna Nicole Smith. For those listening in, Anna Nicole is like this blonde, curvy bombshell from America. And I was like, this is great. I'd love to do a shoot with her. And I thought, my nan is going to love the picture. She's the one that sort of promoted confidence within me. And the shoot came out, it went viral, and I became one of the UK's first plus-size models of my age. And my confidence almost grew on set. It just had to. I just got thrown completely in at the deep end in this whole industry that, for me, I didn't think even represented any of us at the time. So my confidence grew whilst we were on set.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I had no option to.
I mean, You've modelled for everyone. You've done campaigns with L'Oreal and Misguided and The Body Shop and loads, loads more.
It's been 10 years, that's why.
10 years. Can I ask you, what is the difference, or is there a difference between a curve model and a plus size model?
Potentially. I mean, there are, on model boards, you have, most agencies have the normal size. I hate to say the term normal because that's not what I'd like to say, but you know, you have the core range and then you have plus size.
Mm-hmm.
Now the problem that we have is the high-end fashion houses make sample sizes a 10. So in the fashion industry, anyone who's above the sample size of the 10 is considered curve and plus size. Which is insane because the 16 is the average size,
mm-hmm.
in you know, in life, and anything that's above it's just there should not be any labels. There shouldn't need to be any of these sizes, and the high end fashion houses need to scrap these sample sizes that they have because it's making the whole fashion industry, you know, when you're going to shoots and jobs, like, anyone over a size 10 is considered curve. That's not normal.
It's crazy. When you started getting the big gigs, did you ever feel it was a token thing or a gimmick?
Absolutely.
Did you?
Absolutely. The start of my career, I was fully aware that I was a complete gimmick, that I had been, the photographer that scouted me was very well known, and I know that I was only being used because I had a connection to that person. But it's worked in my favour.
Yeah. I mean, you kept doing it. You kept doing it. And we talk about it so often. Visibility of diversity is key, you know? People have to see themselves being represented in these magazines and on the high street. And even though, you know, in the beginning, you know, maybe it was a bit of a gimmick thing, but you kept at it because you probably were thinking there's a bigger thing here that needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. And I think at the time I thought, oh, well, this is just my 5 minutes of fame. And honestly, I just, at the beginning it was, oh, my nan's going to be proud of me. She'll like these pictures. And then it was the reactions from friends and family, like, oh my God, we've never seen a plus-size woman working for these companies and magazines.
Yeah.
And that's when I just kept going, right, let's just see how long we can do this for and see how many brands we can sort of push to make changes. And then fast forward for 10 years later and think of how the industry is now. I mean, it's still not where it needs to be.
It's getting there.
But it's getting there.
Well, because of people like you who were brave enough to walk onto that set and have to muster up the courage to do that shoot, and even knowing that this might be a bit of a gimmick thing, to push through that because there was a bigger thing at stake here and a more pressing issue. Like all trends, I mean, body positivity has attracted plenty of people out for a quick profit. What would you tell young people to watch out for when choosing who to follow?
There is a toxic side to body positivity. There's a toxic side to everything that becomes trendy. So there is a lot of people and a lot of influencers and models online who now are altering their bodies to look more curvy, and they are lying to you all about what they've had done. So they're going under the knife, they're getting all of the surgery done, and then they're on their Instagram pushing their bums out, pushing, you know, hiding their bellies and squishing their bodies. Be like, oh, body love, like curvy, I'm great, blah, 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 when actually they've gone under the knife. And this is so toxic because they are lying to their audiences. You have young people looking into them and going, oh, they got their weight gain, or they got all of this because of these shakes, this diet, you know, these fat burning pills, all of these things, when really these people are going under the knife. So when these people try to look like these people online and are not achieving it, they're ending up going to have dodgy surgery by people who are non-professional surgeons. And we've had people fly to America to get these surgeries done by non-professionals in motels. And these non-professionals are injecting cement into women's bums. And these people are dying of infection. The BBL is one of the most dangerous surgeries.
Yeah.
If they, when they take fat from one part of your body and put it into the other, if they inject it into any vein or anything, go straight up to your heart, you instantly die of a heart attack. And people are doing all these things. And I don't have a problem with people having surgery. That is not what I'm saying here. Some people, you know, get into accidents and they need surgery. Some people are transitioning to becoming the person that they have always wanted to be and are. And surgery is not the issue here. It's the lies. It's the lies that people are, you know, influencing young people into. You should have look like me. This is the ideal. This is how it is. But they're lying about how they've had it done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's everywhere. You have to sift through the bullshit, that's for sure. Yeah, and one thing absolutely. You've mentioned as well is that, which is really interesting, I've never thought about it before, but men kind of get left behind when it comes to body positivity. Why do you think that is?
It's a difficult one because I think women especially have been scrutinised throughout history. When you look at it from the 1920s to now, you know, in the 20s, women were given tapeworms to stop them putting on weight. In the 40s, and no, in the 50s, they were given pills to put on weight to look more like mm-hmm. the Hollywood sort of starlet. The 60s comes and Twiggy comes into the picture, which is a very slim figure, so everyone's told to lose weight again. And then you go to the 80s when the supermodels come in and everyone's told to be athletic. The 90s when heroin chic becomes fashionable. You know, a term about a drug, heroin, to look like you're addicted to drugs, and now curvy. You can see why body positivity is so much more spoken about for women, because we've dealt with this whole timeline and men haven't really, you know, because this timeline, unfortunately, was all of these products and stuff that are being sold to us were from the men at the top, unfortunately, at the male gaze. So male body positivity is a little bit far behind because they haven't had to deal with so much scrutiny as women have. So it's still very important, obviously. Don't get me wrong in that fact. You know, I have a lot of friends that do body positivity stuff that are male. But the reason why it is a little bit further behind is just because of those reasons.
Yeah. And Felicity, the book, Does My Butt Look Big In This? What can people expect from that?
It's my journey into the modelling industry and things that I wasn't aware of and things that I didn't take any crap from anyone. So I was just sort of like, when I say exposing, I don't mean in that way, but I'm talking about the sort of the toxic side to the fashion industry. I talk about ways for you to find self-confidence and self-love within yourself and your personal journey. I just want it to be a bit of an eye-opener to the industry, and the reasons why a lot of us have insecurities are through many different factors that maybe a lot of people wouldn't know. Vanity sizing on the high street, where they change the numbers in order for us to want to buy clothing in the shop where we appear to be smaller, to online things. So it's a whole sort of manifesto of what is really happening in this industry and why we should just be celebrating ourselves for who we are.
Well, thank God for people like you and a book like this. It is an eye-opener, that's for sure. And I just want to thank you for coming on the show. Wish you the best of luck. Say you're an absolute star. We love your work. And you're welcome back anytime, Felicity, okay?
I'd love to come back, Sally.
Thanks, Felicity. Talk to you soon. Bye, love. Bye. There we go. That is Felicity Hayward. Just a gem of a human being. And go and check out her book. It's called Does My Butt Look Big In This?
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.